Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. Can you believe we're wrapping up August? We blinked and then that happened. Yet we have lots to look forward to rolling into September. And before I introduce you to our guests in the studio, I do want to give a shout out to them preemptively as a member. So White Glove Moving and Storage loves the entire Treasure Coast so much. Yet one of the first chambers we joined when I came on board more than 13 years ago was the Sebastian Chamber, because I felt that it was small but mighty, and it had a lot of folks that really wanted to do business with fellow members. And to that point, I have been with them ever since. Throughout the years, I've served on the board. I've been an ambassador. And of course, White Glove Moving and Storage believes in the power of the chamber and what the chamber does as a liaison to the community and the business community, offering up those matchmaking opportunities. And this event that we're going to highlight is no different. It's going to give some great exposure to businesses, business owners, as well as residents alike. So in the studio, I'm thrilled to welcome to the program Nick Zanzoni, our director of tourism, and alongside him, the beautiful Jody Van Order. She also helps out with tourism and operations at the chamber. And the both of you have been busy, I'm going to assume, from grill out night at the beginning of August to then just a few short weeks later rolling out the 32nd annual Lifestyle and Media Auction. These are no small undertakings. So with that in mind, Nick, as tourism, so much of what is going to be part of that lifestyle component is people being able to enjoy where they live or where they visit, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when we talk about the Sebastian River area, we're always highlighting all of our members, the area itself and the people that live there.
Mm-hmm.
And events like this, you know, this is our media auction once a year. As you mentioned, you know, we do a lot of events, but we're small but mighty. We put a lot into these. And this is the time when people can buy a ticket, real cheap ticket, you know, to be at the event, to get to bid on these things, these different media packages, where then they can promote their business right in their own backyard. That all these visitors that come into the area, they get to see that when they come into the chamber. They see all those members, what they're doing. And, you know, we're just love to promote them. It's really great. It's a fun event. And, you know, we hope to get to see you there as well, of course.
Yeah, I love this event. And over the years, I've been able to help out in a number of facets. Not to mention, of course, donating an on-air radio interview each year. And as a result, I've got to learn some incredible things with some of the folks that have been the proud recipients of them. So, Jody, where is it going to be taking place on Thursday, September 18th?
We are very lucky. Once again, we're going to be at Captain Hiram's Resort. And when you're talking about community and community that works together, I have to do an incredible shout out here to Captain Hiram's and Woody's Barbecue. Captain Hiram's is going through a major kitchen renovation. We'll have no kitchens. It's all shut down. And they're like, but you know what? We can still do the event. We can't do the catering. Mm-hmm. We can't provide food. But they're like, you know what? If you can find a local business, locally owned, we'd love to work with them. Well, the owners happen to be friends from Hiram's and Woody's, longtime Sebastian residents, been there forever. And they're going to work together and do this event together to support the chamber. So once again,
awesome.
It's that local business supporting a local business to come together and support their Chamber of Commerce, which I think is amazing.
I think it's even more amazing that then we take this featured food and then incorporate it into the overall theme of the event, denim and diamonds.
Yes, a great fun event. It's a casual event. You don't have to get dressed up. Come
love
in a
that.
Pair of jeans, your boots, grab out a cowboy hat and come on down. It'll be a fun, casual event. And gives us, you know, it's a time to relax and have fun.
It really, really it is. And so this will be at the Tiffany Room at the
Hyrums? Yeah, upstairs at the Tiffany Room.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, too, like Nick said, we're focusing on media, but we also have lifestyle. So if you're somebody who is a citizen in the area and who wants to come out for a fun night, there are things in that auction that will suit your needs as well. We do, you know, dinner packages. We do weekend stays. We do VRBO rentals. So there's a lot of other things besides just media so that anybody could come and make a purchase at this event.
I'll jump in with the silent auction as well. I mean, there's going to be things that they could bid on there.
Yeah.
There's also our costume contest. You know, there's lots of things that they could join in on. We just had with another one of our members from the Mel Fisher Treasure Museum, the Hyrums, not at Hyrums alone, but the little pub crawl that went from Hyrums to all the different bars as part of the whole event that they had at Mel Fisher Treasures. And there's a lot of people dressed up as pirates for a costume contest there. So there's this kind of fun theme.
Sebastian residents embrace a good theme. Is that what we're saying, friends?
Thank you. Yes.
They
show up for events. You know, we just had over 800 people show up at Grill Out Night, and all the businesses that took part in that, they joined in the theme of eating all around the world.
Right.
And they
great
decorated,
concept.
I mean, from the Vero Beach Art Club. Mm-hmm. They went all out, and then the tax collector.
Tax collector's office was amazing.
Amazing. We're still looking at who gets what award today.
We're that's very discerning. That's very exciting. Okay, so let's delve into some of the details of the event. So for members, for Sebastian River Area Chamber members, it's $50, non-members $65.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
this is going to include dinner.
Yes.
A full dinner.
It is a full dinner.
Yeah, worth it right there.
Right? Tell me about it. And we're going to have a photo booth.
Oh, yes. Rosie's
Thanks
Bottoms
Rosie's.
Up. That's the bar located there in MECO. The owners also own a photo booth service, and they're going to come in, and it'll be themed for that Western theme. And so you can come in and take fun photos with your friends and everybody that's attending the event.
Oh, very clever. We're going to have a trucker hat making station.
Yeah.
This is new.
It's something fun. It's really, you're starting to see it now pop up. A lot of like a girls' night out or different events are doing it where you come in and they bring all the supplies you need and you get to make your own trucker hat. And so they'll be made right on spot and they'll have a Western theme.
Mm.
And you'll be able to take it home with you that night completely finished.
My souvenir.
And that's right. That's your souvenir from the event then.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly.
Oh, I did get this.
And the photos too, because at the last one we did,
yeah,
which was
the photos
our gala
are free. Mm-hmm.
At our media auction, I still have in my wallet all the photos of us and my girlfriend and like everybody getting together and taking the pictures.
I love having the collage pics after. Yes. It's great. Mm-hmm. And then everyone's posting and tagging, which is excellent reach on social. Yes. I mean, who doesn't want that? And then, of course, there's going to be the opportunity to participate in the silent auction as well as a live auction. And who's our auctioneer this year, Jody?
We're excited. We love him. I mean, and who doesn't here in town? Wesley Davis, who's
back
our
again.
County property appraiser. Mm-hmm. And Wesley comes out every year. He does a fantastic job as our auctioneer.
Yes, he does.
And he does a great job of getting everybody involved and bidding in the auction. And sometimes it is hard to get that, you know, sometimes people are timid and Wesley mm-hmm. can get people out and get them excited and get them bidding.
Yes, he can. He's got that skill. Now, if folks are listening, it's still a little bit more than 2 weeks out. Not too early to get your ticket. Yet, what if they say, oh my goodness, I have something that adds to that Treasure Coast lifestyle. I have something to really embrace what media can do in this present environment, and they might wish to donate and get that exposure. How do they go about doing that? Is there still an opportunity to do it at this stage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely an opportunity. And if somebody wants to go ahead and donate, and you do not have to be a member to donate, let's put that out there. So if you're somebody who's looking to grow your business and maybe find out what the Sebastian Chamber is all about, this could be your foray into the Sebastian Chamber. So if you are interested, you'd like to donate, honestly, just pick up the phone and call the Sebastian Chamber of Commerce, and we'll be able to guide you through everything. And, you know, we may, even if it's close enough, we'll come and get that donation mm-hmm. and pick it up and bring it back to the chamber as well for you.
Whether it's for the silent auction or for the media auction.
For the live auction, either way.
The live auction portion of it as well.
And of course, I would assume that part of the committee is going to be figuring out what goes where, how they can couple for different packages mm-hmm. and so forth. Yet it's over the years, having been to the media auctions so frequently, it's incredible to see what exists without even necessarily knowing it. And like you said, it's open to the public at large, so it's not just exclusive to the members as far as the donations. It's pretty cool to see what people need, what encourages that lifestyle environment. So I think that that's pretty terrific. And what's the time on the event?
We'll be starting at 6 o'clock, so it gives everybody a chance to go home, change, get into something casual, and come hang out with us. So if we're going from 6 to 10, I'm sure we'll probably be done a little before then, but we want to just make sure in case the auction starts running longer or something, we're not hurrying people.
Right.
So we want to give the auctioneer time. We want to give people time to go through the silent auction and to put those bids in. And we want everybody just to have an opportunity to experience the event.
Beautiful. Now, you already do have some sponsors secured.
Yes.
So let's give a little shout out to the ones that we do know are going to be participating.
We mentioned Hyrum's.
Yep. Captain Hyrum's is one of our sponsors. Our presenting sponsor is 220 Wellness at River's Edge. And they're our presenting sponsor this year. And they're new to the chamber. And so we're very excited to have them as a new member sponsoring this event.
Is that primary care? Or?
It's going to be like concierge medicine.
Ah.
So, yeah, which is obviously, you know, kind of the direction medicine is now going.
It is, yeah.
And, of course, Captain Hyrum's Resort, Woody's Barbecue at 2. They're not only are they providing us food and a place to have the event, they're both jumping on as sponsors as well.
Awesome.
Then Rosie's Bottoms Up is going to sponsor. And like I said, they're also providing us with our fun-filled photo booth. And then Sebastian Daly is also one of our sponsors for this year's event.
Outstanding.
And we're continuing to look for sponsors. So if you're interested in sponsoring, we have lots of sponsorships available.
What are some of the packages? Give us a range.
Paddle bid. We got the paddle bid sponsor. Yeah. Always need someone to put their name on those paddles when you raise them up.
Yeah, yeah.
Really great. Even in the room advertising.
Right.
Know, among all those other people, which is, I think, a phenomenal option. And we're giving them 2 tickets to attend. We're giving them the opportunity to advertise on those paddles.
Yeah.
And their logo and their name in the event program, which all sponsors get, you know. And then the opportunity to place a 1/4 page ad in the event program and their logo and name recognition on the chamber digital marketing schedule and social media. Because if you pay attention to our socials, which I'll admit I work very hard to find the algorithm to get it just right. Like with Grill Out Night, we were hitting all of our channels and our socials on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. And that's a lot of media. So when you get on that flyer, every time that we publish, that flyer is getting out there again and again and again and again.
And you know what I love about the media auction, too, is that you really do learn some stats, some things that can help you in your business. And they've said time and time again that it takes up to 7 times for someone to be exposed to your company before they actually pull the trigger, so to speak. And it could be for a variety of reasons that they don't do it right away. Maybe they don't need your service yet. But then once they're kind of like triggered to say, I'm going to need this said service, all of a sudden, so long as they see it in the email, then they hear about it in the community, then they ask on social and somebody says, well, I like this one. And then they're like, well, that's the 3rd time. And then, so anywhere between 3 to 7 times, that sort of redundancy is so important. And I remember learning that at the media auction so many years ago.
Right. It is educational. And like Nick said, we have those sponsorships. We have a wide range of entry levels into our sponsorships, too. We start as low as $200, and then we go up to $1,200. So it's affordable where anybody can honestly get in and take a part and be a part of our sponsorships. And really, then if you can't afford that sponsorship, honestly, donations are always so very important.
And still great exposure for the business.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we were talking in the car on the way over that if you needed to team up also,
yeah,
you know, for that $1,200 sponsorship, you know, if you wanted to join in with another one of your friends as a business and both of you go in, we can work with you.
Ah, like
you
said, small but mighty, right? Outside the box.
Being a small trainer, we're flexible and we're nimble when it comes to that kind of thing. And we really just want to help everybody promote themselves and have a good time.
And so the 3rd Thursday of every month is typically your business and pleasure event. So this is taking the place of that as the big fundraiser. The 1st Friday of every month is the chamber breakfast.
Correct.
And sometimes that could be on site at a business or it will be at the chamber building.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm.
And for those that haven't been to the Sebastian Chamber Building, it is, I think, one of the coolest chamber buildings.
Right?
We have the best location in the world. When you're sitting there and you can sit at your desk and look out the front windows and have the Indian River Lagoon in front of you, what better view? I don't know where you get one.
Yeah, we got a boat ramp right next to our Pelican Porch.
So that's just entertainment when you see some of the newbies.
On the roof, I want to get like a live feed so that we can have our own YouTube page of that boat ramp.
Right?
I mean, that's entertainment.
That is entertainment. Oh, but you guys have those little rocking chairs and you have the viewer right from the porch, the wraparound porch, which is pretty substantial. And you're on the scenic...
Indian River Lagoon National Scenic Byway.
Byway.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. We're a welcome center for the byway. We have the maps for the byway. We have a big video in the lobby that plays that talks all about the history of the area, how it's the first wildlife refuge, you know, all because of one man, Paul Krogel was the first wildlife warden, and his whole story is all part of
thanks to President
this.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's rich with history, and I mean, I'm a part of a number of chambers, and I love them all for different reasons. Yet, I just don't think that any of them have the same welcome center / tourism exposure that Sebastian offers.
Well, and that's it, too. Not only are we a Chamber of Commerce, we are an official Visit Florida visitor center. So we do work with the state of Florida to promote tourism in the Sebastian area.
Yeah.
And like Nick said, it's not just the city of Sebastian. It's Brevard County.
It's
Indian River County. Mm-hmm. It's those places that are close to us and near and dear to our hearts that we want to see people come and enjoy.
Yeah. That's so valid. And then, of course, the second Tuesday of every month is the luncheon speaker series. So there's always some educational component that you can have a good takeaway from. And all of those three setups also allow for sponsorship.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So just as an overview, you're listening and you say, sorry, Thursday, September 18th isn't a good fit for me. I'm already have plans. But how active is this chamber? What do they do? Well, they're pretty active and consistent.
We've been having some full breakfasts, full lunches.
We've had our numbers are growing, which is fantastic. And we're seeing more and more people attend those events. And it's great fun to watch business owners connect with somebody and maybe figure out a way that their business can work with another business to help one another grow. And it's fun just to stand back and watch it happen and see people talk and the lights come on and they're like, yes, we can do this.
Absolutely. I love when that happens too. So the website is where folks can go. They can secure their tickets. They can delve into the different sponsorship tiers and, of course, get your contact information so that they can talk about donations. What's that website for me?
World Wide Web at SebastianChamber.com.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. Shout out to our friends at Union Home Mortgage, where they have a variety of packages so that you can find the home of your dreams. Whether you're upsizing, downsizing, looking to increase your investment portfolio, perhaps you want to buy land and build new. All of these are options. Shannon and Lucy can help guide you, and it's a complimentary consultation. They're award-winning. They are dedicated to this community, and they would love to chat with you more. Speaking of more, there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back as soon as we return. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Blue Dolphin Pools strives to provide quality service with a well-trained staff in the field and in the office. They want you to know that your pool or spa investment means much more to them than just another account. They believe you have entrusted them with your investment, and they'll do their best to see that it stays in top condition. Blue Dolphin Pool has been in business over 35 years, setting them apart from the competition. Residential or commercial, Blue Dolphin will keep you in the swim. 567-5853.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock tariff-free coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs in the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of American-made telescope, Berlin Gardens, and Pollywood, all with no tariff ever. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Right now, we're having a summer sale with lots of great markdowns and discounts on everything you need for your Florida home, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street, filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Come in now for our summer sale and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostess. We're closing out August. Shout out to our friends at True Color Salon and Spa, where they will be unveiling their September specials. Yes, it may be a drive for you to come and visit them in Vero off of Old Dixie, though it will be worth it, I promise. They have stylists for every budget and every hair type. They have weekend and evening hours, plus a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. A special thank you to our friends at Michelina's. They are there in Stewart off of US 1, open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9 for dinner, plus offering catering solutions as well as incredible family takeout to go meals. They are also our host venue for the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. We meet the third Wednesday in Martin County, the first Tuesday of every month in Port St. Lucie, and the second Friday in Vero Beach. You can jump on to treasurecoastinsider.us to live link to our sponsors as well as to the Premier Women's Luncheon and past shows. Also, a special thank you to Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero, one off of Seaway Drive in Fort Pierce, where your nails will come out so foxified. You'll love it. It'll last for weeks and you'll love the price point. Speaking of fun and excitement, I'm going to have to get some diamond and denim blinged out nails for the 32nd annual lifestyle and media auction with the Sebastian Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be Thursday, September 18th. In the studio, I have Jody Van Order, Tourism and Operations Assistant, alongside Nick Zanzoni, Director of Tourism. They have been so busy as we get ready to come full swing into season before we know it. So we're going to be having this at the Tiffany Room at Captain Hiram's.
Exactly. Yes, it should be a fun night. We cannot wait.
6 to 10. Tickets are available. You don't have to be a member.
You do not have to be a member to attend. And the cost is $50 for members, $65 for non-members. But with that, you are getting a full meal.
I love that. I love that. We have a truck hat making station.
Yes,
we do.
Trucker Cat Path Making Station. Cannot wait. I think that's just going to be a really fun event.
So cool. Plus a photo booth. So you're going to have souvenirs. There's going to be a silent auction and live auction. And even though the event is a little more than 2 weeks out, there's still an opportunity to donate or sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Up until the minute, we'll take those donations. And it doesn't have to be a large donation. It's whatever your business can afford. So if you can, you know, give us gift cards. If you're a restaurant and you have gift cards and you want to give us some of your gift cards, mm-hmm. we'll take those gift cards and maybe we'll put it together with other gift cards from other restaurants.
Right, and do a dine around Sebastian or something
exactly.
clever.
Exactly. Yes.
And mm-hmm. so the committee can then take that. So every donation is appreciated, to say
Absolutely.
The least.
Absolutely. And we will take those donations. And like I said, we make great packages that are super fun. They're cute baskets. And they're always themed with something fun for you to do.
I love it. One more time with the website, pretty please, Jody.
Is www.sebastianchamber.com.
All right, folks. Nick, Jody, thank you so much. Support
thank
the
you.
Sebastian Chamber when you can. And remember, always do business with a chamber member. I'm Anna. Cheers.